Chapter 9. I looked down and panicked at the sight of my wife's now completely white head of hair, along with white eyebrows that made Amaya's almost albino features look tanned in comparison.
No!
Nova screamed again. And before I had a chance to register fully what that might mean for Shay, the siren woman slammed her hand against Ohm's blue glowing obelisk. I had no warning or chance to prepare for the canned feeling of being thrust through the teleportation door yet again. So when we landed, I dropped to my knees with a gasp.
Oh, fuck!
I groaned as my head spun. And I gently laid Shay on the ground so I could get my bearings without puking again. When everything stopped going double, I was finally able to grunt out a rough,
Why are we back on Nada?
Yay, yay, spirit! Lost between the doors,
Nova explained.
She sleeps.
In alarm, I forced myself to focus on the white-haired phoenix woman who was so far under, she breathed only half as much as any normal person at rest would. How do we get her back? I demanded.
Remind her,
Nova said, and she pointed over to the cracked bier surrounded by the sentinel shield maidens.
Spirit will follow body out of darkness.
Okay, I said, and stood up so I could lift Shay into my arms one last time. I was oddly calmed by the steady wisdom Nova showed in that moment, and I trusted her judgment when it came to all this portal-skipping business. Then together, both of us approached the bier side by side, and when the little ball of blue flame sprouted out from the crack down the middle of the plaque, nothing further needed to be said or done as the orb floated toward Shay. It lowered itself toward Shay's breastbone, but stopped to hover mere inches away without touching her. The light then pulsed once, twice, and then a third time, and each time the woman in my arms jerked slightly, like the little orb was also attempting to restart the incarnate's own heart with each throb. Out of nowhere, Shelia's back arched so violently I was forced to let her go, but instead of falling flat on the ground, an invisible force caught her and raised her up until she was floating about 3 feet in the air.
Back!
Nova shouted, and she flung us both to the ground as a sonic boom exploded outward before white-hot flames arced up toward the rocky ceiling of the old crypt. The heat and light were incredible, and any sweat lingering on my skin evaporated instantly in the blast. It was so hot I felt some of my chest hair curling, and the heat snatched the breath straight out of my lungs as if the vapor inside them had likewise been dissipated. At some point during the chaos, Nova had managed to crawl closer to me, so we were able to lock our hands together once more and ride out this incredible flaming gale.
What's happening?
I shouted over the roar of fire.
Is healing herself,
the siren woman yelled back, and then she shrieked when the ceiling let out an almighty crack.
Here!
I yelled, and I tucked her head under my arm as I kept an eye on the ceiling. I wasn't sure if the crack in the solid tons of rock over our heads was necessarily a good thing, but it did act as a natural chimney, because the intense white flames finally had somewhere to go. However, the rush of oxygen also fed the conflagration my wife was currently engulfed in, and the flames began to change colors, including magenta, violet, as well as red and orange in a cascade of light that illuminated the underground crypt like a rave. Nova screamed, but I urged her head up so she could see the incredible light show in front of us. Her maroon eyes went wide as her jaw dropped open, and just like that, any and all traces of fear sloughed off her face as she fell fully captive to the spectacle before her. As if she was magnetized to the sheer beauty, the siren woman got to her feet to get closer, and I followed her just to make sure she wasn't going to get too close or anything. But as we stopped at the base of the funneling inferno, I was also transfixed on what I saw. Because there, in the center of the swirling technicolor flames, was my love, with her snow-white hair still tipped with deep red. Her hair, as well as her flowy dress, floated all around her as she hovered like a slumbering angel inside her chrysalis of fire. And it made her look like some divine celestial being sent from the heavens. Simply, she was stunning in the most ethereal way. And where I used to see the bleaching of her warm tones into cooler ones as a sign of her weakening, She now radiated like starlight with some inner power that made her look just as young and as healthy as before. Shelia had truly transformed. And yet I could still see my beloved wife under all the changes, regardless of what she looked like. I was just happy she finally opened her gloriously green eyes once more. And I smiled up at her as she gazed back just as warmly. "Hi," I mouthed at her. And she grinned and waved back. Then she closed her eyes and took a deep breath, arched back slightly, and floated up even more. The flames wrapped tightly around her frame until she disappeared from sight due to the blinding crimson and gold flames spinning around her in a tight ball. One last explosion had Nova and I stumbling back. And when I regained my footing, Shay's naked form was being lowered gently to the ground, and the red curtain of her hair was restored to its normal rich hue and luster as it fell around her face and hid her from view. When I knelt by her side and propped her up, I brushed those beloved crimson strands out of her face, and I grinned so wide my cheeks ached as she opened her eyes and fixed me with a look of such love it almost hurt.
"Hello, husband,"
my wife said as she caressed my face. And it was such an anticlimactic phrase, one she'd said to me every single day since we were duelist married, that I couldn't help but huff out a laugh. "That's all you have to say after all that?" I asked, with that impossibly wide grin still plastered across my face. She giggled and curled into me briefly for a hug.
"Wasn't it wonderful?"
she asked a moment later, and I helped her sit up properly. She wobbled a little woozily for a moment, and both Nova and I supported her with a hand on either shoulder. "It was definitely something," I said. "Are you all right?"
"Better than all right,"
she said, and then fixed her jeweled gaze on the siren woman on her other side.
"How did you know what to do?"
Nova blushed, and a rosy pink stretched across the bridge of her delicate nose.
"I can hear heart."
To demonstrate this, she flared and rotated her fin-like ears this way and that, before she smoothed them back against the sides of her head where they normally rested.
"Aren't you just precious?"
Shay cooed, and Nova's blush deepened until the tip of her nose was the color of a pink peony.
"And you?"
The siren woman hesitated and shuffled closer on her knees.
"You beautiful. Thank you, dear heart,"
Shay said with one of her heart-stopping smiles, and the siren woman ducked her shy gaze away. I could relate. Looking at the radiant phoenix woman was sometimes like staring directly into the sun. And I didn't know about Nova, but the fact that Shay was also as naked as the day she was born did not help matters. A particularly strong pulse of light caught all of our attentions as that blue ball of fire returned to its place hovering over the cracked bier. It flickered and flared, and when it sputtered slightly, Nova's ears popped out from the sides of her head, and her face paled as her mouth fell open.
"Really?"
she whispered after a moment, and Shay and I were both shocked to see a stream of tears trickling down her jade-colored cheeks. As if it was answering her in a language only known to the Lacuna children, the blue fire orb cast a beam straight at Nova's chest like a laser. The siren woman gasped and clutched the space between her breasts where her heart was, and then she bowed her head. "Noves?" I questioned once the divine light had faded.
"Gone,"
she murmured, and for a second I thought I misheard. But she snapped her head up and fixed me with an intense look.
"Gone! Not trapped anymore to any heart."
"You don't have to stay tied to the hearts anymore?" I ventured. And she nodded her head in excitement. "That means you can come with us if you want to." Nova froze, and her eyes flashed toward Shay as she suddenly became wary. Shay, of course, was as gracious as ever, and gave her another one of those enchanting smiles. I tried not to grin myself when I saw the moment on Nova's face when her synapses shorted out again in the face of the Phoenix woman's loving gaze.
"Nova, would you like to come with us and join our family?"
Shay asked in an even voice. The siren woman tilted her head adorably, like dogs sometimes do when they are asked a people question and are trying their hardest to figure out what's being said.
Family?
She finally questioned when she couldn't understand what was being asked of her. Pack, I tried, and extended my hand toward her. Mate, remember? Shay is also my mate, and she and Zoe are a part of my pack.
Mate,
Nova said, and then she reached out and gripped Shay's hand as well.
And Yai Yai is pack.
That's right, dear heart.
The Phoenix Woman encouraged and brushed her thumb over the ridge of Nova's green knuckles. Then she locked eyes with me while still speaking to the Siren Woman.
We want you to come with us, to live.
What will Nova do?
She asked, and a troubled frown started to creep into her expression.
What do you mean?
Shay responded in a puzzled voice.
What will... So Nova is allowed to stay?
She attempted to clarify. And here was where I had to take over because Shay only grew more confused since she didn't know the whole story. Her last keeper was not a very nice person, I explained for my wife's benefit. And I squeezed Nova's hand in comfort. He basically treated her like a slave, and Mercedes only knows what else.
Oh, Novi!
Shay gasped. And almost as if she couldn't help herself, she pulled the Siren Woman into her for a strong hug.
You don't have to worry about that. You wouldn't have to earn your keep or anything.
But...
Nova murmured against Shay's chest. But she faltered when her limited vocabulary couldn't express what had her confused. You'll never have to do anything you don't want to, Nova, I promised, and caressed her thigh. And she seemed to like that since she tried to curl up in Shay's lap, so she was closer to the both of us. Let us take care of you, honey. Shay made a sound of agreement deep in her chest that I knew from experience, and when Nova sighed, the sweet smell of her pheromones cascaded over Shay and me as the chemistry between the three of us began to gain friction, and we all maneuvered until we were heaped together even more like a true pack. The end result had Shay and I facing one another with our legs entangled intimately. This created a little nest for Nova to sit, with her back against my chest so she could drape her legs over Shay's hips. The Siren Woman half sighed and half sang as Shay and I got to work on lavishing this poor creature who hadn't known anything except for cruelty. I moved the heavy fall of her tangled indigo hair off the back of her neck, so I could get my hands on her creamy skin. But when I began to massage the muscles at the joint of her neck and shoulder, she tensed and hissed at first, like she was overly sensitive. I let up with a murmured apology, and I switched to the lightest, smallest circles I could do until her hand muscles softened like butter. Nova then lost the battle of holding herself upright, which forced me to stop the healing massage so I could support her against me. I wasn't complaining, though, because I was now able to wrap my arms around her in the perfect position for me to cup her full breasts, and I also had the best view of what my sexy Phoenix wife was doing on her end. Shit, no wonder Nova could barely sit upright. The Siren Woman flung her head back and arched her pelvis to get closer to what Shay was doing with her clever fingers. From my angle, I traced my hungry gaze down between Nova's heaving breasts, past the sparse thatch of pubic hair, and to Shay's hand slowly moving between the Siren Woman's legs. Based on the position of Shay's wrist and the slick sounds I could hear echoing in the cavernous chamber, I surmised that my wife was gently working her fingers in and out of Nova's petite pussy. And according to the Siren's incoherent sing-babbling, whatever Shay was doing was really working for her. She yelped and then shuddered languorously against me when I began to massage her breasts.
So pretty,
Shay cooed, as her dilated eyes drank in the sight of the sensual woman writhing between us. Nova moaned at the praise, and an increase in the spicy sweet smell bloomed all around us.
She smells so good,
Shay murmured, and she wiggled out from our configuration so she could flip over and stretch out on her stomach. Then she tugged Nova closer by her hips and buried her face between the Siren Woman's thighs so she could kiss and lick at the tender skin.
Yay, yay.
Nova groaned and dug her fingers in Shay's mane of scarlet hair. Fuck, I hissed under my breath, as my flimsy moss pants strained against my throbbing erection. And I buried my own face into the space behind the woman's gill ear so I could inhale the exotic scent as well. My hips jerked tightly against Nova's bare ass for any type of friction as her pheromones turned my brain to mush. And right when Shay started to lick and suckle on Nova's pussy, I was overwhelmed with the sudden urge to bite her on the side of her neck. Nova's body suddenly went taut all over, and for a long heartbeat, she remained frozen as she balanced right on the edge of what was going to be a spectacular orgasm. I was able to lock eyes with Shay, and by some silent agreement, we both knew what the siren woman needed to tip over the edge. So I sank my teeth in just a fraction harder while Shay leaned back and rapidly rubbed Nova's clit until her climax hit her like a front-end loader. She shrieked as a telltale patter of her love juices hit the stone floor and ricocheted off the high ceilings. I released the flesh between my teeth so I wouldn't tear her pretty skin as Nova bucked and writhed. But when I laved my tongue over the bite, I could feel the indentations my teeth made and taste a bit of coppery blood. I would have felt bad if Nova was anything other than over the moon in orgasmic ecstasy. As it was, her orgasm seemed to go on and on, and Shay and I helped her ride those waves as we all rocked together.
Goddess,
Shay said when she finally raised her face from the cradle of Nova's still trembling hips. A sheen of slickness made her lips and chin glisten enticingly. But before I could do something about it, the siren woman beat me to the punch and tackled Shay with a filthy kiss that had my cock nearly bursting through the moss webbing of my makeshift trousers. In that moment, I decided the pants needed to fucking go. I tore the pants away so I could get my hand around my aching arousal, and I gave myself a few strokes just to take the edge off. Although I had to be careful because the sight of the two sexy naked women making out and caressing each other was almost too good. So I released myself and crept closer to lay beside them on my side. I was planning on watching them go at it a little longer, but any thoughts of me being a passive voyeur were banished when Nova looked up from her position over Shay and glared at me.
Mate,
she said, and reached out a bossy hand so she could reel me in by the back of my neck. She crashed our mouths together, and I scooted closer so one arm was cushioning Shay's head, while the other was free to wrap around Nova. This gave me a little more leverage to control the passionate kiss and keep our teeth from clacking uncomfortably as we made out.
Mm-mm.
I tore my mouth away when I felt a hot hand wrap itself around the base of my cock, and I looked down to see Shay's petite hand lightly squeezing my hard shaft. Oh, fuck!
Does that feel good, husband?
She purred in her sultry voice and stroked slowly up to the tip of my leaking head. Then she stopped and used the tip of one finger to gently rub my slit. So good, I groaned, and I craned my neck forward so I could capture her lips with mine. She continued to lightly toy with my overly sensitive cockhead until I was nearly insane from the teasing pleasure, lighting up my nerves like 1,000 volts of electricity. Because Shay's fingernails had grown out slightly, it added such an intense feeling to the way she kept lightly scraping the ridge of her nail over my slit. And if I wasn't so aroused, I might have been embarrassed by the copious amount of pre-cum I was leaking. Instead, the extra lubrication made everything that much more slick and wonderful, and I couldn't stop my hips from flexing here and there on their own in my search for much-needed friction. Nova had been watching all of this in silent fascination from her spot still atop of Shay. But when I groaned deep in my chest, the siren woman suddenly rolled off. I tried to blink the haze of lust out of my vision, because I was suddenly worried one of us had done something. But my concern was for naught when the siren woman came around to my other side and basically shoved me so I would take her vacated place above my wife. Her purpose was clear, and Shay and I let her arrange us how she wanted, I think she wants us to... I hissed, when Shay reached down and positioned the tip of my head right at her twitching and slick entrance.
Yes, she definitely does, and I want the same.
The Phoenix woman moaned as she urged my hips toward hers.
Me too, God.
I nearly choked as my cock slowly slid into her clutching channel, and it felt so good to be back inside her that I had to pause for a second to get my breathing under control.
Missed you,
she murmured, and then with a little extra help from Nova, i.e. her gently pushing down on my ass so I would get the picture, I began to thrust in and out of Shay's perfect pussy.
Missed you too, fuck,
I grunted when I bottomed out, and then I gripped her hips and adjusted our angle just so. Shay cried out and locked her ankles around my back as I picked up the pace.
Yes, 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 oh, right, there, oh.
I drilled into her even deeper when I knew I was hitting her sweet spot, and I went from rapid thrusting to long, hard strokes of my cock that had her forgetting how to speak. Her muscle spasms and gasping mules were my only clue as to what was working. And on the next thrust, she suddenly mauled me and flipped us, so she was now riding on top of me. Shay slowed her pace to a slow, filthy grind of her hips, and because I was now on my back, Nova was then able to sidle up behind the Phoenix woman and continue her intense observation of our lovemaking. The added weight of her on my thighs added to the erotic feeling of being held down and used for my wife to take her pleasure as she saw fit. Nova vocalized. And like I'd done with her, she wrapped her arms around Shay and began to tease and fondle her rosy breasts.
Oh, yes, Novi, just like that.
My wife panted as she instructed the siren woman on what made her feel best before moving her hips in this circular motion that ended in a hard snap.
Yes,
I hissed through clenched teeth, and I urged the two women to keep doing what they were doing. My legs trembled as I reflexively wanted to thrust my hips up into that hot tunnel, milking my shaft with its sinful undulations. But I was reminded once again about my semi-bound position, and I suddenly had to yank on the reins of my orgasm. That was a close one, but I just had to hold out because I wanted to see my wife come apart before me. Shay breathed on every snap until she was riding me fast and hard again. And I could do nothing but hold on when we both climaxed at the same time.
Yes! Pour you your essence in me. I want to feel you, husband.
My cum jetted out of me like a geyser, and my eyes rolled back into my head as I was milked dry. The high-pitched ringing in my head faded as I came back to my senses one by one. And for a moment, I thought I was dead. Because I was currently recovering from an awesome orgasm in the best position ever, which was sandwiched between two of my gorgeous lovers, and they each rested their heads on my chest while we breathed together in the afterglow. I didn't remember the steps it took to get here exactly, because I might have blacked out for a second, but as the three of us dozed together, I couldn't bring myself to care.
Are we really on Nata?
Shay finally broke the silence with her question, and I chuckled. You really don't remember much, do you? I asked, as I traced little nonsense patterns on the crest of her shoulder.
I just remember needing to find what it was that was crying out to me.
She sighed and reached a hand across my torso so she could twirl some of Nova's indigo hair around her finger while she talked.
Have you been here before?
Yeah. Amaya and I were here when we found the piece of your heart before you became the incarnate, I said, as I remembered back to the time where I had to fight the flaming giant. And I raised my head up to look around the chamber. I guess the flame guardian had something better to do, huh?
If there was an elemental guardian here before, it must have served its purpose,
Shay said. That purpose was returning the heart to you, I said, as I put my head back down. Nova sighed and tossed her leg across mine so she could hook her leg around Shay's.
Keeper.
We quieted back down a while longer as we soaked up the silence. But eventually the real world crept back in, and we all sat up as one and gazed at each other. The three of us looked wrecked with our mussed hair, dirt splotches from the crypt floor, and the various sticky substances on our naked skin. But from where I was sitting, it was the best thing ever. We all exchanged shy, loving grins as we helped one another clean up. And I tried to rub a dark smudge off Shay's cheek while Shay sighed in despair at the state of Nova's hair. Something was happening on the poor siren woman's head that started to resemble dreadlocks, and I could tell my phoenix wife was itching to attack that rat's nest with her comb, her fancy oils, and some much-needed TLC. But first, we needed to get back to our people. "Ladies, I hate to interrupt," I said. And the two beauties stopped their little cat-and-mouse game of Shay picking the random items out of Nova's hair that Rufus had left behind. "Do you think we're ready to get back to Ohm?" They glanced at each other with guilty smiles, and then we all helped each other up and followed Nova up to the glowing gas flame orb.
"Okay,"
she said with a deep breath.
"Yay, yay, go first. We behind." "All right, darling,"
Shay said, and strode forward until she disappeared in a flash of light, and then it was our turn. "Hey," I stopped Nova with a tug to her hand, and she flicked her ears at me in a puzzled way. I didn't exactly know what I wanted to say in the face of her endearing expression, and I figured words wouldn't matter to this sensual creature anyway. So I pulled her toward me and kissed her with everything I had.
"Mate,"
she said with a sure nod. And something inside me unclenched in relief. I suspected I needed to hear that she really wanted me, us, including Shay and all the others I would introduce her to, because I was slightly worried about removing her from the only existence she'd ever known. But the steadiness in her captivating garnet gaze told me all I needed to know. And with a deep breath, I closed my eyes and let her transport us back to the underwater cave on Ohm. When we landed back in the cavern, it was to the most spectacular sight.